Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Revolution 1989, The Fall of the Soviet Empire, by Victor Sebastian, narrated by Paul Hecht and directed by Erica Jensen.
Revolution 1989. A quote from Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. It is impossible to predict the time and progress of revolution. It is governed by its own more or less mysterious laws, but when it comes, it moves irresistibly. A quote from Alexander Herzen. Ideas that have outlived their day may hobble about the world for years, but it is hard for them ever to lead and dominate life. Such ideas never gain complete possession of a man, or they gain possession only of incomplete people. A quote from Mircea Dinescu. God preserve me from those who want what's best for me, from the nice guys always willing to inform on me, from the priest with a tape recorder under his vestments, from the blankets you get under without saying good evening, from those angry with their own people. Now, when winter's coming. Introduction. This is a story with a happy ending. Nobody who witnessed the joy on the streets of Berlin, Prague, or Budapest at the end of 1989 will ever forget those extraordinary scenes of celebration. The people's will had triumphed over tyranny in a dizzying few months of almost entirely peaceful revolutions which changed the world. That is where this narrative finishes, at a point of bright hopes, intelligent optimism, sincere thanksgiving, and great parties. One of history's most brutal empires was on its knees. Poets and philosophers who had been languishing in jails became presidents and government ministers. When the Berlin Wall fell on a chilly November night, it seemed as though the open wounds of the cruel 20th century would at last begin to heal. These were not entirely foolish dreams. Some pundits, most notably but not uniquely Francis Fukuyama, became carried away and predicted the end of history and a future ideological conflicts. The pundits were right about the scale and importance of the changes in 1989, if not about the end of history. An entire way of life and of looking at reality, communism, as inspired by Marx, Lenin, and Stalin, had been exposed as a gruesomely failed experiment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?